It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And before I really get started, coming up in February, we're going to be interviewing some folks from the University of Minnesota who are working on a plant study called Pesky Plants, I think. I may have the name wrong, but there's a site on our Facebook page, on our Season Watch page, that invites you to join if you have wild parsnip or I should have spent more time studying it. I think it's knotweed, but anyway, two plants that are invasive, and these folks are hoping to get some of us who live in proximity to these plants to record their phenology. And that means, when do they emerge? When do they have their first leaves? When do they start to flower? When are the flowers at their peak? That kind of regular phenology. And though it seems a bit mundane, that helps researchers to intercept these plants at the exact right time of year to do the most damage to that invasive species. So we will talk more about that coming up in February. But if you're looking at our KAXE KBXE Season Watch page, you might want to check that out and see just what is there. My wonderful producer Heidi says it's Japanese knotweed. And there's a lot of that around in the Grand Rapids area. And there's just a lot of that plant and the wild parsnip in our area. And a little bit more understanding of these plants will go a long way toward helping us to at least keep them in check. We may not be able to eradicate them, but we can keep them in check. And we'll be talking more about that coming up in February. But in the meantime, if you want to check our Season Watch page and check out that site, it may be something you'd like to join us in doing, because it's the kind of citizen science that can have a positive impact in everybody's lives up here in northern Minnesota. Having said all of that, let's take a look at some of the things that have happened this past week. Speaking of February and this interview coming up, I had two reports this past week of skunks. Neither of the reporters saw the skunk, but skunks are one of those animals that you don't have to see in order to know that they are there. And in this case, Dallas Hudson and Art and Karen, Art Norton and Karen Noyce, both reported skunks, smelling skunks in the past week. Dallas smelled his last Tuesday, and Karen and Art smelled theirs yesterday. It has been a warm January, and skunks are not true hibernators. They sleep for a long time. They can sleep for months or weeks anyway. But in late January, early February, they are getting up, and the males especially are seeking out the company of females early in the year. So you get some activity in February, but these guys are coming out in January, and I suspect that it has something to do with the warm weather that we've experienced for the first 2 weeks now of February and or of January. And it's going to continue at least for the rest of this week. The temperatures are going to be remarkably mild for January. So brace yourselves. There may be more skunks out in your neighborhood. I think that the number one big note of this past week, and the one thing that most people have been remarking on, is the presence of rime on the plants of the area. And last Thursday, it was probably at its peak. Overnight, there was a lot of moisture in the air, and it froze out onto plants. And there are some absolutely fabulous pictures on KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page of this beautiful rhyme that coated everything. Now, what I noticed on the Thursday edition of the rhyme was that it was primarily on the south side. So I drove by the Harristown Cemetery on my way to town on Thursday, and I noticed as I approached the cemetery from the south, the trees were flocked, covered in this white rhyme. But as I returned from town going south, approaching from the north, the north sides of all of those trees were as if they had not come in contact with any of that moisture. They were completely dark, dark green. So it was really quite stunning, the effect. But that has made, and I think the term is perhaps getting a bit overused, but it has been really a winter wonderland out there, coupled with some absolutely fabulous sunrises and sunsets over the past week. It has just been one of those weeks when if you have any appreciation for winter at all, you had to really go out and enjoy what was happening here in our area. Among the observations that I made that were not so much weather related, on Friday last week, I heard my first woodpeckers drumming. And just judging on the size and the depth of sound, I thought perhaps it was a downy woodpecker. But the hairy and the pileated and the red-bellied all will begin to drum in the next week or two. And so if you're outside, listen for that rapid tapping that is territorial for woodpeckers. They are in the process of sort of establishing their zone. And if you are a woodpecker, you're hearing this and you're saying, oh, okay, there's a woodpecker over there. I'll not go there. Or you might say, hey, I've got this great dead tree that produces a lot of sound, and I'm going to climb up there and I'm going to drum back at this knothead and tell him to get off of my territory. So a lot of that is going to start right now. A lot of the woodpeckers are beginning to do that sort of rat-a-tat-tat tapping. And you can differentiate that from the normal just I'm looking for some grubs to eat sort of work of the woodpecker, because that tapping is seldom prolonged, and it's usually just like a whack, 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 whack. You know, it's kind of a tap, 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 as they probe for grubs. But this drumming is steady and consistent and goes on for a while, so that you get this kind of a drum that is quite distinctive and can be picked up if you're outside at all, and you might hear these woodpeckers drumming. I also heard coyotes howling this past week. We're coming up on the time where coyotes, wolves, and foxes are all going to start breeding. That usually takes place in February. And according to retired wildlife biologist Bill Berg, the wolves especially gather usually on a lake, maybe near a beaver house, someplace where they can do a little bit of howling and tussling, and the wolves will settle it out and they will breed. And the same is going to be true of all of the canids, because in February, that it's a 2 month or a little bit more than 2 month process of breeding to birth. And if the babies are then born in April, it coincides with a bountiful reproduction of mice and all the other animals that are out there that end up being prey species for these coyotes and foxes and wolves and whatnot. And all of that's going to happen They'll be breeding in February. They're going to be giving birth in April, and the little pups are going to get fed by their mothers and fathers. A lot of little critters that are also going to be born in April and May. So works out pretty well for them. Going to be starting soon. And some of this howling that's going on might be related to that. I watched a pair of red squirrels in my yard this past week that were chasing. And the kids in Duluth also mentioned that squirrels were chasing one another. No, I'm sorry. It was the kids from Pike Lake, which is, I guess, in the Duluth area. But anyway, they had also seen squirrels chasing. And if you have squirrels around, and chances are you do, because they're pretty ubiquitous across the North Country, chances are those squirrels are maybe doing a little running and chasing. And it's the female out front, and it's the male following. And sometimes it'll be two males. I have actually seen in my time a female with three males following, and that's pretty rare, but usually one or two chasing the female, and she will run as fast as she wants, and the males will run as fast as she runs. So if she picks up the pace, they're going to keep up. If she slows down, they're going to slow down. They don't mean to overtake her. They simply mean to follow her and sort of show their interest. And of course, that has a lot to do with that whole process of courtship and mating and offspring. And again, the wolves, the coyotes, and the foxes are hoping that that goes well for them, because that's going to be their food supply come April. I had a American goldfinches at my feeder this past week. The evening grosbeaks are still coming in. They were here yesterday, and I expect that they'll be back today. And the flock seems to be growing larger. The word is getting out that I'm maybe indiscriminate in the amount of seeds that I put out. But if they want seeds, I'm going to see that they get them. So it's been quite fun to have them around. Also, this past week, I've noticed common red poles, and my friend Dallas Hudson noticed red poles as well, and the presence of birch seeds and birch bracts on the snow. And if you're out getting around and kind of looking, you'll see these little kind of bronzy looking, well, the bracts look a little bit like the footprint of a duck, maybe. And the seeds are little tiny, flat, sort of winged seed. The seed is in the middle and the wing circles it. Think of something like a fried egg. There's a bump in the middle and then sort of this wing that goes out in all directions around it. They're not large. They're small, and you're going to have to look close to see them. But those birch seeds are flying about. And if you live on the Iron Range and you're driving along, look at the mines, the overburden, the rocks that were taken off of the ground to get at the ore. And that's a pretty poor bit of soil. And yet birches predominate on those hillsides. So those seeds, which don't seem to carry a lot of energy, They're not like an apple or a plum or even a the seed of a box elder or something like, or a basswood. There's not much energy in that little tiny seed, but they have the ability to land in the right spot and begin to grow. And so those birch seeds are going to be flying around, and you'll be wanting to check those out. Let's see. Oh. Two more notes. Yesterday, Art and Karen mentioned that they had smelled the skunk. They also saw a large flock, perhaps 50 ravens. And we talked a little bit about that. The ravens, of course, the unmated adults and juveniles gather in these large flocks, and they hang together and they roost together. And what Karen and Art saw last night was this flock of raven sort of moving around, probably heading toward a roosting site because it was just before sundown. And they compare notes. So if a group of 10 or 12 of them had found a deer that was roadkilled, the next day they'll have passed that information on to the rest of the flock and they'll all go out for a bite to eat. The difference between them and, say, a mated pair, like I have on my land, is that the mated pair will avoid that flock and try to preserve that found source of food so that it doesn't get predated by these other birds. So they don't want to share. The unmated group and the juveniles, they're sharing all the information of where the food is. But the adult mated pairs, if they find some great food source like that, they're going to be very discreet about it. They're going to hack off as much as they can and fly away and hide it before the rest of the ravens discover it. Because once they do, they just overpower them. I mean, if you're a pair of ravens and you're trying to protect this food site from maybe another pair of ravens, you'll have some luck because it's just 2-on-2. But if it's 2-on-50, you're going to give up a lot of that food to your buddies, even though they're not your buddies. And finally, this morning, as I walked out early, I heard the call of the great horned owl. And this is the time of year, as we mentioned last week, this is the time of year when great horned owls begin to communicate with one another. And they're sort of establishing this bond that will result in courtship, mating. And in February, they'll start to nest. So keep your ears open if you're outside early this morning or late at night and listen for the call of the owls. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week and we'll try to do it all again.